spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation. The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, Cain and Abel, is the first in a trilogy entitled The Brothers by Peter Lyon. Ralph Bell will play Cain, and Donald Bucher will be heard as Abel. My people, incline your ears to my word. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter sayings of old. I have seen violence and strife in the land. Day and night they go about. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. And it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my brother. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And in process of time, it came to pass...
The foolish season of my ear, and this must happen.
Hush, Adam, and hold still.
Days stretching long, sun swinging in its warmer course.
Does that hurt?
Hurt, of course it hurts. Not so much the stab cut in my hand as how my pride is bruised.
Keep tight this cloth upon your wound, and do be still for once. You'll start it bleeding fresh.
A countless million jobs before me, flocks and land, the fence as well, the boys. Abel!
Cain! One moment.
I'm coming.
There, it's bound. But I'll not vouch how long it stays.
All right. You wear me down with talk.
What happened, Father?
Where's your brother Cain?
I'm here. Whose blood is this? You cut yourself? How?
I plucked up our old dull scythe that I might sharpen it.
I had done it.
So I found.
I only thought to help.
Where's the joke? Let us share it, Cain.
Excuse me, Father. I had a picture in my mind.
Yes? Go on.
Poor Abel, always helpful, always wrong. Now once more again.
That's not fair.
Abel did right. What's wrong is what I did, and now your laughter. Always helpful, always wrong? So helpful you might more times be nor go amiss.
Now, Adam, you know Cain meant nothing wrong.
Well, now with more of work than six could do, there'll just be you to do it. You too.
We'll make out.
I've thought of how to split the tasks. Abel, you'd attend the flocks, and Cain will till the fields. Understood?
Yes, sir. But wait.
Well?
Can't we take these tasks by turn and turn about, Abel? You do that.
Why not?
Because I say not. The work's to be done the way I say
it. But for him who tills the fields, you know yourself, sir, that's the greater task. Bending to the harrow for hour after hour under the sun.
No.
But, sir, when Abel here himself is saying...
And while you're in the fields, Cain, reflect on how it is to be always helpful, always wrong.
Cain, it's true. You are the stronger and the older. What's right is what your father says.
It's understood?
It's tribute, brother, to your muscles.
Understood, Cain?
Yes, sir.
And so Abel was a keeper of the sheep, and Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Abel, falling asleep under a tree in the heat of the day, his sheep, by mischance, broke into Cain's fields, and the new grain was trampled, and what was green and growing trod upon.
Abel. Abel.
Oh, what a pleasant dream you woke me from. Is it late?
Too late for you to save my damaged wheat.
Too late? Your wheat?
Get on your feet and take a look. Unless, of course, you still are overtired from sitting at your ease and counting sheep.
What is it happened?
There, look at what your sheep have done. The fence pushed down. My wheat. And over there, the garden.
Cain. Cain, you hurt my arm.
It's not enough you have the lesser job to do. You can't do even that.
I'm sorry, Cain. If there was something I could do to make amends.
No.
At least I swear it shall not happen twice.
I'll see to that. Just wait. Just wait until tonight.
Tonight?
And see how pleased our father is to learn of what you've done.
But Cain. Cain, wait.
Well?
I can't do more than tell you I am sorry. I can't put back your grain to rights.
So then?
But when I do say sorry, Cain, you won't forgive?
Forgive? Grow up. Don't be a sniveling baby for all your life.
And it came to pass that Cain, tasting his spleen, strode home that night.
Cain, your late supper.
Ask Abel why. He left me more to do. Just wait and hear what happened to the fields, and all because
he... Sit down and eat your soup. He's told us all.
Told you?
Your soup is growing cold, my son. Your brother's sorry.
He shouldered all the blame. The milk is spilt. There's an end of it.
I offered Cain to take your job and give you mine. If that would make it up in any way.
Well, that might be...
I told him none of that. The work's cut out for both of you to eat what he knows best. My soup is good.
Here, Cain, some fresh baked bread.
I can't believe you know the worst of what was done this afternoon, sir. His sheep, and all the time he slept, broke down two rods of fencing.
He told us,
trampled all the grain beyond the well and started eating all that's green in Mother's garden.
He told us, Cain, and more.
I said the milk is spilt. What would you have me do? What's done is done, and he's apologized.
He speaks 10 mealy words out of a mealy mouth, and there's no punishment. Except for me, who must tomorrow start all over and undo his mischief under a broiling sun.
Now, here's enough! I said the boy was sorry! The Lord taught me, and I have tried the same to teach to you, when there is wrong, where there is sin, be it against the Lord or man, then must the heart be humble and contrite. This done, there comes forgiveness.
If only I'd got here first.
Now I think of it, why haven't you forgiven him?
And now I'm in the wrong?
Have you forgiven Abel?
I'm sure he's meant to, Adam. I'm sure it's in his heart.
I'll hear him say so.
But Father Cain is right. Since I, who did the wrong, have still to suffer for it, more than have I in my heart.
Still, I'll hear from Cain.
And so I have a plan, sir. If you will hear me.
Yes?
To sacrifice some lambs and make of them an offering unto the Lord.
Well, now that...
And so you kill a sheep or two. Does that bring back my grain?
Hey!
Is this my firstborn speak?
What fearsome talk is this? Your temper takes a captive of your tongue.
If I have sinned...
If! This is how you fear your Lord?
Oh, Cain, my son, look deep into your heart and pray.
And Abel, this is good, your plan. You'll make your sacrifice first thing tomorrow. And you, Cain, so will you. Abel, for what he did this afternoon... You, Cain, for your black and angry temper and for your darkling thought.
I'd sacrifice in better part if I'd been shown my wrong.
No more! You'll say no more about it. Thanks be to God that he's not struck you dead for what you've said this night. Atonement comes with sacrifice. Look well, your heart is purer in the morning.
So, Abel, you look cheerful.
I built an altar, Cain, over past the thicket. I hope it's big enough.
Cheerful and well satisfied with all that's happened.
Cain, I hope you...
Yes?
No matter.
The clouds are piling up the storm. We picked an ugly day for this performance.
Perhaps the Lord is angry.
At what and whom?
At him who knows it in his heart.
If that's a hint...
I've loved this lamb. The best of all my flock. I watched him play and skip around.
You're killing him, the fattest of the flock?
To see him was to laugh and know that life was good and happiness and love the best things in it. Where's my knife?
The plumpest lamb. And I'm sure you've lost your wits. Why not the lean and stringy you?
Oh, Cain, you're just as poorly timed.
I jest.
But what's a sacrifice, if not the best? Where's the sign of humbleness of spirit? Where the token that you love the Lord? I look at all my flock and choose precisely him whom I love best and whom I'll miss the most.
Well, as for me, I was thinking just a while ago. Here's how I'll rid the fields of all the grain that's spoiled. Take it all and dump it on your altar. That way it'll serve some purpose, do some good.
Cain, you...
There's a certain fitness to it, too. It cries aloud. The fault was never mine.
The storm. The storm is coming.
Here's the first big drop of rain.
Oh, Cain, now here's a portent. You must not do it.
I'll maybe do it and I'll maybe not.
But show you fear the Lord or he will be terrible in his vengeance.
At first it was my whim. But now, and just to show that I know right is right, I'll brook that vengeance.
Cain!
You two are ready for your sacrifice?
The early morning rainfall feels so fresh. I'm happy all is working out so nicely. Abel, you've picked out your choice of flesh.
The knife sinks home. There's your answer, Eve. A succulent and juicy lamb, firstborn.
And fattest of the flock.
And Cain, you'll comb your crops for only what would fill the horn of plenty.
I've made my choice.
My good son.
Right, Abel? You heard me reach resolve?
I heard you, Cain. And I would hope to hear another word.
What's before... that? What's that you said?
You know what's in my heart.
What's this?
Ask him. Ask him who does so right and speaks so fair.
You too. I never heard such childish bickering. Two cats are quarreling over a fish's head. What is it, Abel?
It is his sacrifice. He thought to tell me what he planned to do this morning.
What I still plan to do.
And all at once there came a crack of thunder.
And so the rain fell down. And he would have me think the two were tied together, push and pull, come and go, cause and effect.
And so I heard within me.
What, Abel?
Cain, you've changed your mind.
I must go. I've got my sacrifice together.
Abel. What is on your mind?
You'll change your mind, my brother?
You heard me say my whim is my resolve. I'll prove what's right and show how I was wrong.
This rain will scarcely help your offertory, Abel. Eve, you should go indoors.
The sky is clearing. It's just a shower.
Where are you off to?
I want to talk to Cain. The black look on his forehead.
Well, bid him hurry or his day is gone and no work done.
And now Eve approaches her firstborn, and if his brow is dark, hers is clouded with concern.
Cain.
Hello, Mother.
You're feeling better now, son.
Better? Better than when? I feel taller than I've ever felt and mightier. You know the feeling? When the world seems small and all the things around us are dwarfed because you close your fists.
I'm worried, Cain. I think so much about you both, your future, what you do, but you especially, Cain. You don't remember how when you were young you brought your problems to me every day.
My problems?
They were childish things.
My problems? I remember none. The way I feel, I'll stretch my height to any man's. Or yes, to any god's. I feel my juices in me. I hear voices, or one at least, a voice that says, this is your day. You'll show them all. And if they're blind to what there's in you, never fear. You'll leave your mark.
My son.
Don't look so worried, Mother. Not on my account, at least. Now look. The shower's clearing. Only that one thundercloud still holds the sky. The portent Abel pointed to is gone.
You're gathering only tares and broken wheat to bring to sacrifice.
Why should I not?
I pass no judgment, Cain. I'm just observing.
Is this not fitting use for what the sheep have trampled?
It's not the surest way to show what I think or know I'm right.
Who speaks to you? Your mother. Learned what's wrong so many years ago. Learned that sin is in desire and good in self-denial. Cain.
Yes?
You know you're doing wrong.
You think?
You'll change your mind, my son. Admit that wrong is wrong.
My fist is closed. I'll do what I shall do.
And it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain...
Quickly, quickly, the storm will break again. Abel's lamb is on the altar. Cain, you ready?
Here's my fruit.
You'd offer that in sacrifice?
Cain, there's time. Let's hear what I'm bringing on the altar.
You'll learn your lesson, son.
Now then, let us pray to God that he may see what you have brought.
Smoke. But what Cain brought?
Untouched.
And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell.
And now I see there is no justice on the earth, nor in the heavens above.
What talk is this?
Oh, Cain, I begged you to heed the portent.
Portent? Portent of what? A cunning conspiracy that would bind me around with chains of do this, and that is wrong. But now apologize, and meekness is its own reward. Well, listen, not for me. No, not for me.
Cain!
The law is no better than its best respecter. And I can find no feeling but contempt for what I've learned this morning.
Cain!
Abel, go about your business quickly.
Father, I...
You hear me? Quick! Your flock should long ago have trotted out to pasture. Go on, get going.
Yes, sir.
Cain, I told you I was worried. You'd tear my mother's heart out.
No, Mother. But you know I've done a wrong. You know that nothing's happened where the blame can fall on me.
The Lord says, Cain, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And the Lord says, but if thou doest not well, then sin lieth at the door.
No sin lies at my door.
It lies there, Cain. It lies there like a mountain lion waiting, watching, seeking its chance to spring.
Not for me. I take no blame for what has passed.
I've had my say. If you're a son of mine, you'll find it in your heart to pray forgiveness. And in the future...
Yes?
To be more like your brother.
You say the same thing, Mother?
I've never known a time when prayer wasn't good for me. Oh, Cain, you'll find so, too.
Prayer.
Now to your fields, Cain. The morning's wearing on. Keep in your heart what we have told you. Let us know at supper time how you have fared.
I'll give a sign. I think you'll recognize the mark of how I fared.
And so it came to pass that Cain and Abel his brother were alone in the field. And Cain talked with Abel his brother.
Hello, Cain. I have something on my mind. I'll make it short and sweet. Before the sun has set, before it's dusk, you will have left this farm. Gone away. For good.
Gone? Gone where?
I don't care where. Call it to the land of Nod, call it exile. It's all one to me. Walk from here to where the nearest river flows and trace that river to the sea. I don't care.
I don't know what you're saying.
You want to drive the sheep and cattle home. Leave them to me. I'd rather you not come too close to home again. You've seen your last of both our father and our mother. Send your farewells to them on the wind.
Have you gone mad?
It's very simple. Two such men as you and I can never longer stay in one same place. It's you or me.
And you?
Well, first one here, and therefore last to go. You've been a favorite long enough. The choicest food, the softer bed, the simpler job, the kinder word, all smiles and honey.
I can't believe you mean this, Cain. But if you do, then think again.
Now raise your voice to me.
Now listen, Cain. I'm peaceable enough.
And so was I.
Who honed the blade on Father's scythe and so his hand was cut? Who cadged the job? There's no job but sitting in the shade. It's tribute to your muscles, Cain. Who fell asleep and so my fruit was trampled in the ground? Whose idea the sacrifice? Whose fault that now I'm black with fury so I can hardly speak?
You twist the truth with every question, Mark.
Be glad it's not your neck I twist.
I don't believe that you yourself believe what you have said. As though I'd cut our father's hand myself on purpose. What motive do you think I have to cross you, Cain?
And now you'll try sweet reason.
What cause have I given that you should take this tone?
You look so clear and guileless.
As God's our witness, you must know I love you.
A worm that gnaws and gnaws and eats away at what regard they had for me. The slow, dark, poisonous suspicion that you've planted in their minds against me.
Cain.
And so they grow to hate. And all the time you smile, a sleek, smooth smile.
I can't believe it.
What innocence. Why, I'll propose you witch that storm up in the sky this morning crying portent and praying to your God against me in your secret heart.
My God, the God of Hesed of loving
kindness. Reach me, no God. My muscles are my gods. They teach me there's a prayer in each fist.
I know you're stronger.
And so you go?
Go. But Cain...
Make me an answer. Are you going?
You cannot. I... Cain! Oh, Lord. I thank you for me.
For me? You pray for me? Be selfish to the last, your best. And pray your prayers for yourself.
No. Oh, no, good brother, no!
Pass that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the voice of the Lord spoke, saying, Where is Abel thy brother?
I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?
Then saith the Lord, The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth.
Nowhere to go. Oh, quick. For every man that finds me now will slay me.
And the Lord said, Not so, accursed, for my mark is on you. The Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him.
Abel! Abel! Cain!
Cain!
The people scattered up the hill. Now where could they have gone?
Abel!
You'd think they'd hear your shout. I'm frightened, Adam.
Cain! You hear me? Abel!
It's so unlike them to have wandered off. You don't think... Yes.
Grasp with the blood. Oh, no.
Don't look upon any look down or back to home or up to God. Never look at this.
Abel! Oh, my baby.
A lion that crouched by his door has sprung upon a cursed king.
Cain's
mantle clutched in Abel's hand.
I won't believe the witness of my eyes.
Cain fled. He'll feel the hand of heavy vengeance.
Now where is God?
He's mourning Abel's death. As so do we. He's in our hearts. That tells us to be strong.
My baby's dead.
And when these two were born, you said...
I have gotten a man from the Lord.
And so you'll say the same again. Come. I'll help you down the hill.
Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod, which is to say exile, on the east of Eden.
Hello, my name's Lilith. What's yours?
I'm a stranger here. My name won't mean anything to you.
Well, you don't need to be so bashful.
My name's Cain.
Cain? You don't look like a stranger to me.
Go ahead, say it. You've heard of me.
You look familiar somehow.
Yes. Well.
Well. You don't look as though you'd care about anything that might happen.
I don't.
Strangers should be welcomed when they arrive in a new land.
Do you worship the Lord in this new land?
Never heard of him. Anyway, I only worship one thing.
What's that?
Strong young men with hard muscles like yours.
You're pretty, Lilith.
Think so?
You can help me.
I can. I'd like to help for some things.
Just help me remember. Only the future. Forget the past.
Look at me. Look in my eyes. Are you thinking of anything but the future? You don't remember the past now, do you?
Yes!
And it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my brother. And there was heard a voice saying, thou art thy brother's keeper. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in unity together. Eternal Light drama today, Cain and Abel, was the first in a trilogy entitled The Brothers by Peter Lyon. Next week, the story of Jacob and Esau. The music was composed by Morris Mamorski and conducted by Milton Catens. Ralph Bell played Cain, and Abel was played by Donald Buca. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. If you have any comments or inquiries about today's broadcast, please write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.